and that they had always heard the wonderful sound of the bell, but it had seemed to them as if it had come from the town. One wrote a whole poem about it, and said the bell sounded like the voice of a mother to a good dear child, and that no melody was sweeter than the tones of the bell. The king of the country was also observant of it, and vowed that he who could discover whence the sound proceeded should have the title of Universal Bell-Ringer, even if it were not really a bell. Many persons now went to the wood for the sake of getting the place, but only one returned with a sort of explanation, for nobody went far enough, that one not further than the others. However, he said that the sound proceeded from a very large owl in a hollow tree, a sort of learned owl that continually knocked its head against the branches. But whether the sound came from his head or from the hollow tree, that no one could say with certainty. So now he got the place of Universal Bell-Ringer, and wrote yearly a short treatise on the owl, but everybody was just as wise as before. It was the day of the confirmation. The clergyman had spoken so touchingly, the children who were confirmed had been greatly moved. It was an eventful day for them. From children, they become all at once grown-up persons. It was as if their infant souls were now to fly all at once into persons with more understanding. The sun was shining gloriously. The children that had been confirmed went out of the town.